Yeah.
Some Marshall Tucker there.
Yeah.
Thank you,
man. Fantastic.
Oh, man, I tried.
You guys pull that out during the show?
Actually, no, we don't. I mean, actually, a couple of days ago, our drummer, Mike, he got seriously ill, man.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, man, he caught
something. Wait. You're not the coronavirus or anything. Like, okay, all right. We'll get you a mask or something.
No, yeah, he got pretty sick, man. And we were seriously contemplating, man, are we gonna cancel this show? Uh-huh. And it was in
West Dundee, Illinois.
And well, we were like, well, hell, man, maybe we can just, you know, do an acoustic thing. And yeah, it was total impromptu. We had to rent an extra one.
Yeah.
An extra acoustic
from Guitar Center,
from the local Guitar Center over there. But it turned out really well, man.
Yeah.
And just for being an impromptu kind of thing, just out of nowhere, it was really, really good, man. Yeah. So much love to West Dundee.
They even put the candles out for us, and we had the
backdrop
and the smoke, and
it was crazy. It kind of looked like the
like MTV Unplugged type of thing.
Unplugged,
yeah.
Sessions. Yeah,
I was gonna say, awesome. Like, I would love to see footage of this. So, like, just this MTV Unplugged, have like scarves laying around and stuff, like they did with Nirvana.
It had the lighting was great. The candles, I mean, they were fake candles, right?
Right.
But I mean, it was just, man, it was so cool. I don't know how the hell they busted that out.
Yeah.
It was weird how they just had, you know, those props. But I think we might have posted a picture, right?
Yeah, there's some videos up there on Facebook and stuff.
Okay. I've seen all the videos. I don't have Facebook, but I've seen some of the pictures that we post on our socials, and it looks pretty gnarly, man.
What's what are the socials for everybody that's listening?
Sons of Texas. What is it? Facebook.com.
Yeah, Sons of Texas.
You know, just straight up Sons of Texas.
Yeah,
right?
Even on Instagram, it's just Sons of Texas.
Okay. @SonsofTexas.
Cool. So you go check all that stuff out. One of the things I really love about you guys, you were talking about the acoustic set too. Like, you can go full hardcore, like basically heavy metal, just beat the crap out of each other kind of show, and then turn it right down to this acoustic set, man.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that to me tells me that there's some incredible musicians in this band. Like, all of you guys, I've seen you, you know, individually throughout the career of the band, and like your individual solos and stuff. Like, you're all immensely talented.
It's weird, man. Just we came together in the right place at the right time, man. And we all were very familiar with each other, knew each other before we even, you know, established this band. But it just so happened that all of us were needing a band at one point in time, all of us, and we just kind of, well, you know, I was pretty excited because, you know, my lead guitar player, I'm like, dude, I really wanted that dude in my band, man.
Uh-huh.
I knew this guy was tight as hell. And the brothers, you know, what can you say about, anytime there's brothers in the band, you know.
Unless you're like Oasis or the Black Crowes, you know. Which, yeah. I don't, the Black Crowes did it. They were like, oh, we took out the toxic members of the band. But I feel like they kind of missed with Chris. They put the wrong one back in it, but you know.
But no, I mean.
But I totally, yeah, I absolutely get it.
They just have that connection, man. And yeah, I mean, the rhythm section, the drums and bass.
Yeah.
I mean, and I've probably got one of the best bass players in rock and roll right now, man. And I'll say it right here, right now. He really is.
You know he's going to hear this, right? Like, this is on tape. It's never going to be forgotten.
Hell yeah.
One of the last things I want to hit, man, we were talking about the music video for the single Lock, Stock, and Barrel, man. And I flat out said, it just looks like you guys threw a barbecue and said, hey, man, let's shoot a music video too. Like, is that seriously? I kind of got the idea that's kind of what happened.
That is exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Just happened to have a production company there at the barbecue.
It was great, man. It was great. And we kind of wanted to bring our peeps. We wanted to bring our families, our friends. We wanted to just get them involved. You know what I mean? And then we have this really, like I was telling you earlier, this barbecue crew, which is also a baseball, softball.
The Boozers.
Bowling crew.
Boozers.
They're called the Boozers. Much love. And they just really know how to throw down on the grill. So, oh man, it was just a great time. You know, we recorded for, I don't know, what was it, like 2 hours maybe?
2 or 3 hours, yeah.
2 or 3 hours. After that, we just sat back, threw down some chicken, and oh man, it was great, dude. And of course, a couple cold ones.
Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah, don't watch the video if you're hungry, because like the second you watch it, it's like, God, I want some barbecue right now, man. Even if you're vegetarian, you're like, God, that thing looks amazing. Lock, Stock, and Barrel's the song. We played it for you on T95. We're going to put the video up on the page as well, T95.com. What time is the show tonight? Doors are at
7 o'clock.
Seven, right? And then you guys are on a little after that. Sunflower Dead opening for you guys tonight.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. Great much band, love to Sunflower. Band. Sunflower Dead, man. They'll be on right before us.
Yeah.
And then we hit the stage around 10:30. Something
okay.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Elbow Room tonight. If you're listening to this on Thursday, if you're not, the show's already passed. You missed it. Too bad. it's going to be a great time tonight out at the Elbow Room. Sons of Texas in studio. Thank you guys so much for coming by. This has been
Thank
a blast.
You,
thanks for having us, brother.
Oh, I want to point out, too, the hot sauce.
Yeah.
We were talking about promo stuff that I dug out, man. And I found this Sons of Texas hot sauce. I want to hear the story behind this. Like, because I thought maybe this was something you guys were like, oh, yeah, we want to do a hot sauce.
Dude,
no, it's not even that complicated.
No, yeah.
This is all our former labels doing, man. But, you know, it worked. You know, God bless them. It worked, man. You know, they wanted to put out a little package out there, and they wanted to capitalize it, you know, that we are Latino and
we
know
like
our hot sauce.
You got some spice. Got some spice to your show.
A little bit of a spice.
It's spicy.
Yeah,
well, I'm going to bring the bottle with me to the show. If people want to take a dab of it on their pinky before they walk in, man, I think they're going to get the vibe
Hell
of the show.
Yeah.
Pretty well, man.
We'll be taking shots of hot sauce backstage.
You guys are going to, after the show, don't do it before, man. You guys will be wrecked on stage.
Yeah.
Sons of Texas, Elbow Room tonight here in Wichita. If you missed the show, I'm sorry, man. You guys are going to miss one hell of a night. I'm definitely going to be there. Guys, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, brother.
Thank
God
you,
bless y'all.